banknotes will cease to be legal tender and will no longer be it. Visit any commercial bank or NatSave branch to exchange your old notes today. The exchange is absolutely free.
Shopping with your Stanbic Visa card just got even more rewarding. From groceries to gadgets, every swipe or tap could turn your everyday spend into something big. Between August 2025 and 31st March 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win instant cash back, monthly trolley dashes, and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
18 hours, it's time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You need a bigger space to grow your business.
You need more equipment to meet demand.
You need to make sure everyone gets paid on time.
In business, you need advice, solution, and sector expertise when it matters. We get it. Absa Business Banking.
Court grants Tasila Lungu leave to challenge Speaker's decision to declare Chawama's seat vacant. President Hichilema reaffirms commitment to citizens' welfare amid economic challenges. In global news, Zimbabwe says 15 nationals killed after being lured to fight for Russia. With the main news at 18, my name is Mutale Mulenga. The Lusaka High Court has granted permission to former President Edgar Lungu's daughter, Tasila Lungu, to commence judicial review proceedings against Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha and Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, over the decision to declare the Chawama parliamentary seat vacant on November 28, 2025. In its ruling delivered in chambers this afternoon, Judge Sharon Newa said Ms. Lungu has presented sufficient grounds to warrant judicial review, noting that the matter raises serious legal issues that require further examination. The case stems from the Speaker's move to invoke Article 72, Number 8 of the Constitution after Ms. Lungu was alleged to have failed to attend parliamentary sittings and breached the prescribed code of conduct, to which Ms. Lungu argued that the decision was unlawful, irrational and unreasonable, arguing that the process used against her was improper. The Attorney General and the Speaker had opposed the application, arguing that the matter should have been brought through a petition rather than judicial review. However, the court held that Ms. Lungu had shown an arguable case that justified leave for the proceedings to go ahead. Judge Newa also noted that the request to stay execution of the Speaker's decision had been overtaken by events following the Chawama by-election held in January this year and therefore declined to grant it. President Hakainde Hichilema says his government remains committed to improving the welfare of citizens despite the country's economic challenges, which he attributes to the large debt inherited when the UPND assumed office in 2021. Speaking during the church service at the United Church of Zambia in Luanshya this afternoon, President Hichilema reiterated that Zambia's economic difficulties are largely driven by the heavy debt burden. The head of state said while many citizens are aware of the situation, his administration has continued to implement measures aimed at delivering tangible improvements in people's lives.
Support. Whenever one is UPND elections on the proper belt, still
President Hichilema has also called on Zambians to promote unity by embracing tolerance, accommodation and love for one another, stressing the importance of upholding national values. He described the recent mob killing of a woman in Kisasa as regrettable and shameful, noting that such acts do not reflect the country's moral standards. The president further commended residents of Luansha for their patience and tolerance, adding that his government is committed to implementing impactful measures to restore the town's economic stability.
With tolerance, you were patient. Luansha was regretful. But because you are believers in God, you knew that once someday, because we know, and today we are talking about the new one.
Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Davis Chibwili has accepted a 7-day bed rest sick note issued to civil rights activist Brebna Changala after its authenticity was confirmed in court. The confirmation was made by Ngosa Saili, a medical doctor from Kathiwe General Hospital, who appeared before the court this morning following a subpoena. Dr. Saili testified that Mr. Changala was attended to on March 24, 2026 at around 19:30 hours and after medical assessment was recommended for 7 days of bed rest. He further stated that Mr. Changala will be required to undergo medical tests and return to the hospital for review once the prescribed bed rest period expires. The case relates to allegations that Mr. Changala made seditious remarks in May 2024 during the period surrounding the disappearance of Petauke Central Member of Parliament, Emmanuel J. Banda, and the court had earlier found that he has a case to answer on September 10, 2024. The court had directed Dr. Saili to appear after Mr. Changala's lawyer submitted the medical note and requested an adjournment. Meanwhile, the court has set May 13, 2026 as the date for Mr. Changala to open his defense, although he has expressed concern over the 18-month delay in the progression of the matter. The Ministry of Information and Media has launched 4 policy and strategic documents meant to strengthen how government communicates, delivers services, upholds integrity, and how it embraces technology to better serve the people of Zambia. The documents are Government Communication Strategy, Service Delivery Charter, Digital Strategy, and Integrity-related Policies. Speaking during the launch, Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mwetwa says the documents stand as a social contract between government and the public.
The government communication strategy we launched today provides a coordinated, professional and proactive framework for how public institutions engage with citizens, the media and stakeholders. It is anchored on transparency, accountability, accessibility, inclusivity, professionalism, and evidence-based communication. Accurate information is shared timely. That is to say, this strategy will ensure that accurate information is shared timely.
At the same event, Anti-Corruption Commission Director General Daphne Chabu says policies are only as strong as people who live by them. She said this in a speech read on her behalf by the Anti-Corruption Commission Assistant Director for Corruption Prevention, Nevers Sakala.
The ACC does not view itself merely as an investigative body that waits for things to go wrong. We are your partners in prevention. Our doors remain wide open to the Integrity Committee for technical capacity building, policy implementation and monitoring, and digital integration. I wish to remind everyone present that policies are only as strong as the people who live by them. A good policy is only effective if officers have the moral courage to say no. A whistleblower policy is only effective if the leadership creates an environment where truth is valued over silence.